All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, so in the midst of all the discussion points about overtime rules, about replay, we lose sight of some really fun issues, topics, overreactions that come out of a wild championship Sunday. We package those now in a rapid-fire fashion for you in the Blitz.
Let's get this Blitz in the mix.
Let's go!
We have time for one more. All right. We might as well.
Why does it always seem like wide receivers are the biggest divas?
Pants, the silks.
Nice job on the Blitz, Mike.
Okay, what a weekend in football, right? Tons of questions here. Let's start off. So with the Saints getting bounced on another freak play, obviously, Minnesota Miracle, now this flag, no call. The Saints are done and broken. They won't recover. True or false?
True. I don't know how you do it. The Miracle in Minnesota, you were the better team. You give that up. Then you lose the following year on one of the worst calls ever. And you factor in you didn't play really well. No, the odds that the Saints even make the playoffs probably isn't very high next year. That is tough to keep a locker room together after both seasons end in this outer space horrific fashion. I think it's a true statement.
Next one. The Chiefs lost the game more than the Patriots won it.
Agreed. Okay, first of all, before all you Patriots sycophants get upset, the Chiefs didn't score in the first half. Sorry, that's not really about the Pats. The Chiefs looked just dead. They looked like zombies. You get shut out in the first half. You seal the game with an interception, but you lined up offsides. Then, in overtime, you give up 3rd and 9, 3rd and 9, 3rd and 10 on the same drive, and the Patriots are running high school offense out there. Oh, yeah, the Patriots have this unbelievably complex offense. They weren't running it against the Chiefs. I thought the Chiefs went a long way into their own demise. Yes, Mike, I agree with that statement.
We might lose to the Browns!
Okay, true or false? This is Bill Belichick's best coaching job ever in his career.
Absolutely true. Because it's one of the weaker Patriot teams. Now, I'm not going to sit here and definitively tell you it's the worst. I can't do that. But it's one of the weaker, or certainly one of the most flawed, deeply flawed teams of the Belichick era. And he's got them in the Super Bowl. And oh, by the way, they're favored. Yeah. In a career of unbelievable coaching. In a career of outer space good quality, yet Belichick probably just outdid whatever was his greatest coaching job before it. It's this.
Keep it on the note of the Patriots. Do you think America's tired of Tom Brady? Do you think that fans appreciate the moment, appreciate the greatness of Brady, and enjoy seeing him succeed and get back to another Super Bowl?
See, this is tough because I feel so strongly about it. I'm just done. I can't do any more with the Patriots and Brady. Enough. 5 of the last 6. I mean, bad enough they played for the Super Bowl 13 of like the last 18 years. I'm sick of it. And I love Brady. I think he's fabulous. But enough. Just go away. Mike, my guess is, okay, fine. 51% of America's tired of him. 49% isn't, okay? I can't do it anymore, and no one I know can do it anymore.
Well, when you see the maps of the country rooting for the Patriots, I mean, overwhelmingly, people don't want to see the Patriots get back. Any poll, any survey you look at.
Tired of it. It's like Bama and Clemson. It's like Golden State. It's the same principle. You get sports fatigue. As a fan, it's just not fun anymore. Enough.
Double box.
All right, back to the Saints for a second. Saints have only themselves to blame, not the refs. They had a chance to put the Rams away and didn't. And also Drew Brees, terrible pick.
Yeah, that's the whole point. They didn't play well against the Eagles and they didn't play well yesterday. Excuse me, I keep saying yesterday because we were off. I apologize. But they didn't play well Sunday. Had a chance to bury him, got a short field on the Goff interception, didn't do anything with it, had opportunities to tack on, didn't do anything with it. Thought the defense let Goff go wild even though Gurley wasn't in the game. Bad job there. And overall, look, you won the toss in overtime. Jesus, do something with it. Yeah, you got Drew Brees who knows better. Then he knows he's about to get hit when he launches a deep middle. Can't happen. It just, they got themselves to blame, period. Did not play well.
And he had another deep ball that should have been picked as well.
Agreed, in the end zone, yes.
And the Rams do deserve credit for at least rallying. I think that 57-yard field goal, that could have gone in from 70. That was insane how he piped that.
You play indoors. I mean, that's what's going to happen. These kickers now, it's like 60 yards is the new 50.
Yeah.
I don't know what these guys are on. I don't know what they're doing. But you put them indoors, anything's possible.
That was crazy. Announced this afternoon, Chiefs have fired their defensive coordinator, Bob Sutton. Right decision to fire him. Wasn't just an emotional decision. It was the right decision.
Defense was pathetic all year, and Sutton's performance in that AFC title game was even more pathetic. I mean, he got – Belichick was spinning him around blindfolded in the woods. And then I hear, Bob, go find your way home. It was pathetic. Bob Sutton had to be fired. They had no recourse. 3rd and 9, 3rd and 9, 3rd and 10. Dude, they're running the most basic play on earth. It's Edelman motion, stack release, crossing route. Are you gonna vary your coverage at all? You gonna do something? Jeez.
We're gonna bring in a triple box here.
What do you think's wrong with Todd Gurley? Is it mental? I don't know.
Mike, I tell you what, you tell me. He's in the game. He scores a touchdown. Yeah. He plays a little bit. And then he's on the sideline stretching out, doing stuff. Are you healthy enough to play or not? The simplest answer is he got limited work and then was too injured to play. But, oh, wait, here he came in the second half and he had a couple of touches. You tell me, Mike. Was he a decoy? Was he good enough to be a decoy but touch it a few times? I have no idea.
Yeah.
You tell me.
I think he's clearly not 100%. I think it is some sort of injury. I don't think it's mental. I don't think I'm ready to say it's some mental thing. I think he's probably injured, not full strength. They're using him sparingly. Using him in spots. All right, last one here. Patriots are a lock to win the Super Bowl. Nothing else matters. Nothing we watched weeks 1 through 17 matters. They're the only truth.
Yeah.
Patriots are going to win this Super Bowl.
There you go. I quit. Nothing I watched the previous 5 months of my life matters. None of their flaws matter. None of their shortcomings matter. The idea the other teams are better than them, it doesn't matter. There is only one truth. It is the Patriots. They are the truth of the universe. There's death, taxes, and the Patriots. I can't do any more, David. I can't. Maybe.
What about that 26-10 loss to the Lions earlier this year?
It doesn't matter. Nothing you watch matters. Nothing you think you see, nothing you think you know. There is only one truth. The Patriots are the Illuminati. I don't know what else to say. Yeah, sure, Mike. What are you going to do? You going to pick against them in the Super Bowl?
No, never.
Well, then do yourself a favor. Did you bet them against Kansas City?
No, my bet of the weekend was the Rams, which I won.
You're garbage.
No, I bet the Rams.
I never pick against Belichick.
I don't pick against him.
Why didn't you take him?
Because my main bet of the weekend was the Rams, and I got made fun of for it.
So hold on. Just so I get this straight, Mr. I never bet against Belichick, you didn't bet on him against the Chargers in Vegas. You didn't bet on him against the Chiefs. Wow. Mike, you could have paid your mortgage.
Well, I don't bet all the time, but when I do bet, I don't bet against the Patriots.
Really?
I do not.
Really? Sure thing there, Jimmy DeGreek.
Hey, Rams was the one I got made fun of for. I was dead right.
Oh, I didn't make fun of you. The listeners did. I just said when you made it your lock of the week, it was a little bit of hubris there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.